What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Millennial Hollywood Season 2, Episode 5. Today we have another guest from Andy Mack on Disney Channel. We are so excited to introduce him, so make sure you don't go too far.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Millennial Hollywood here on the Popcorn Talk at AfterBuzz TV. We are so excited to have one of the main characters from one of Disney Channel's most popular TV shows, Andy Mack. He's the non-athletic guy that I relate to in a lot of ways. We have Joshua Rush. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Your character is the comic relief, and it's just so much fun to watch. And sometimes things get so serious on the show, and you're just right there to, like, make sure everyone's in a good mood.
Yeah, which I think is kind of what I do in real life a little bit, too. I'm always kind of that guy there who's, like, you know, here with a joke, right, just to, you know,
lighten things up.
Lighten the mood.
Right, exactly.
Lighten the mood.
And where can everyone find you on social media?
You can find me at Twitter, which is at Joshua Rush. My Instagram, which is, get ready for this, it's at Joshua Rush.
Oh.
You can find me on Musical.ly, which is true Joshua Rush, as in, like...
Like the true.
As in, it's really me.
Yeah.
And Tumblr is person going fast.
You have a Tumblr?
I have a Tumblr.
That's so trendy.
Of course
trendy.
I do.
Wow.
I answer a lot of asks. Recently, the Andy Mack tag is just filled with ship stuff, which, you know, I can't... I've got a little personal bias there,
right,
so I can't respond to any of the ship stuff. So mm-hmm. I've been responding to a lot of asks recently, so...
That's
yeah,
awesome.
That's probably your best chance to, like, actually get me to answer your question is... Tumblr.
That's
person
really
going
cool.
fast.tumblr.com.
That is actually really cool. I still have never gotten into the whole Tumblr world, but
you know, I wasn't into it until Andy Mack started coming out, and I discovered that the fandom or friendom, as they call themselves, it's so lovable. It's just been very lively on Tumblr, and there's a lot going on.
Wow.
On every social network, but I've really enjoyed because I'm the only member of the cast who's on Tumblr.
Yeah.
So I've really enjoyed kind of having that personal connection with the fans.
That is really awesome.
Yeah.
That is so cool. The pretty much only thing I have, guys, is Twitter and Instagram, which you can find me everywhere at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Let's get into this. We got a lot to talk about. This is the number one teen show on television right now, and you were explaining to me earlier. Can you explain again, like, the statistics?
So we're the number one kids and teens show on television, which means we're the top show for the 13 to 18 year old demographic. Actually, we were on our finale episode. We got almost 2 million viewers.
Wow.
And we were actually the number one Friday primetime cable show.
No way.
And you know, the people who were in front of us were pretty impressive. They were The Five, Tucker Carlson, Rachel Maddow, and Anderson Cooper. So it was cable. It was like cable news. And then there we are.
That is absolutely
the first,
incredible.
We were the number one scripted show on television.
That is incredible. That's so cool. This show is so much fun. I think that just watching it, I've watched all of season one so far, and I'm like, okay, like, all right, we're ready for season two now. Like, let's go.
Oh, yeah.
But I just love how they really tackle, like, issues and some things that maybe some shows wouldn't talk about or... You know, like, I love, like, when you guys stood up for, like, the dress code and stuff like that. Like, most people wouldn't think to put that on the show, but it's an important part to a lot of people and just... kind of seeing how they take those things and, like, you know, shed light on them. It's just
Definitely.
Really incredible.
Yeah, I think Andy Mack is really special because it tackles a lot of those issues, but it also feels like a real Disney show.
Right.
It's very it's very wholesome and you still get a lot of those core Disney values, but you also get us tackling some of the real issues that kids and teens are really facing today.
Yeah, which I think that plays a big part in why it's so successful. I mean,
definitely
being able to be real and, like, have something on TV that you can relate to and be like, oh my gosh, like, I went through what they went through last week and stuff like that. Like, of course it's fun to have, like, an amazing Disney show. Like, Disney has had many of my favorite shows, but something like this is just, it's different, and different is really good.
Definitely.
And so I think that it's awesome, and it shows, you know, Terry Minsky
oh
to
my
be able
gosh.
To do that. I mean,
she is. She's beyond
like?
Amazing.
What's it like working with her?
She's so cool. You know, not only is Terry Minsky this incredible writer, I mean, you can really see that in every episode of Andy Mack, but she's also an amazing observer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll notice, like, I'll be talking just around the set, and I'll crack a joke, and 2 or 3 weeks later, I will see that very joke word for word in a script. I don't know if you, I guess you've been watching the show.
Yeah.
In episode, I think 4, Cyrus runs into a glass door.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a thing that I did. I did that first. I'm waiting for my writer's credit on that episode. I did that first at a cast dinner for the celebration of it getting picked up, right in front of Gary Marsh and Judy Taylor and a bunch of Disney executives.
Wow.
Which was great, right? Yeah, it's like super.
That is so great. I mean, it happens, you know? But
I mean, it
happens. I love that they put that in.
It was just very clear glass.
Exactly. It's okay.
Happens to the best of us.
It happens to the best of us, exactly. Well, I want to go back a little bit. I want to talk about, when did you first discover your love for entertainment?
Oh, gosh. Before I could talk.
Yeah.
My mom really discovered how much I loved being in front of the camera and being on screen. She kind of got me into it when we still lived in Houston, which is where I was born and where I grew up until 2008 when we moved here. She got me an agent. She got me an acting coach. And it really, my acting career really ended up launching in 2008 when my acting coach said, "You guys should give it a shot in LA." So we went out for 3 months. We were house sitting for a family. And I ended up booking Criminal Minds, Private Practice, Chuck, CSI New York, all right in like quick succession from one another. So it ended up, our 3 month vacation ended up turning into moving here, and now we own a house here.
Wow. So in that 3 months, you really got like all these things lined up to where you're like, well, looks like we're going to be pretty busy for a while.
Definitely. Yeah. It was a crazy, like just stroke of luck really.
That's cool.
That ended up happening. And I feel really blessed to have the luck that I have.
That's amazing. That's awesome. Well, it's also hard work too. It's not just luck.
Oh, like, yeah,
you
definitely.
Obviously have worked and put in a lot of work. I do want to say some of the things that you've been in. Parental Guidance, Criminal Minds, Young Chuck on Chuck, Star versus the Forces of Evil, which is the voiceover, I'm assuming.
Yes.
That is really exciting. And
I
then,
play a really annoying kid named Jeremy.
That's incredible. So I have not seen that show, but that's like kind of like the Star Wars type of show, right?
No, it's a bit more of like a fantasy show.
Mm-hmm.
So Jeremy's a sort of minor character, but I have a couple of other animated shows that I'm in that I have more major characters.
Yeah.
But it's closer to a fantasy show than really Star Wars or anything.
Okay.
It's not sci-fi.
Okay, got it. And then The Lion Guard, which is really exciting.
Yes.
That's really cool. So how do you, like, fit everything in? Because it seems like, you know, you're supposed to be in Utah, like, filming, and then you have this going on and this going on. Like, how do you fit all that in?
A lot of hard work and a really good shared schedule.
Yeah.
a really big, busy shared schedule. No, we're able to fit it all in because of how flexible Disney and DreamWorks and Cartoon Network and everybody else that I work with has been able to be. So when I'm in Utah, I'm at a recording studio and there's like a 10-second latency, but I'm like speaking to everyone in a studio in Burbank here in LA.
Wow.
So I'm able to kind of to a certain extent be in both places at once, but it's only because of that immense cooperation between all the big, huge companies that I'm able to work for.
That is really cool. It seems kind of rare because I feel like a lot of networks, they get kind of like, okay, well, we have him first, so we're going to take him type of a thing. But the fact that they're kind of sharing the schedule and being like, okay, you're going to do this, but you're going to have time to do this as well. I feel like that's somewhat new. Like that's a little bit rare for people to be so cooperative, I feel like.
I've been happy to have all the cooperation.
Wow. That's really awesome. That's so cool. I do want to show a photo of you and Billy Crystal.
Oh.
That is so cool. You just posted this on Twitter and Instagram. How long ago has it been since you've done this?
Oh, gosh. This was, it might have been like early 2013, late 2012, around when Parental Guidance released in Christmas 2012. Which doesn't feel that long ago, but it was a really long time ago. I love that show. I loved shooting that movie. We had a great time, and he's like a god of comedy.
Yeah, I know. I can't even imagine being in the same room with him, let alone like working with him. That's so cool. That is really cool. And then I do want to show the second photo, which is of your character on the Lion Guard.
Oh yeah,
like head to head with Simba, like playing no games. What is the name of your character?
My character's name is Bunga. Uh-huh. His catchphrase is Zookazama, and he is the bravest member of the Lion Guard.
That's incredible. Oh my gosh, that's so cool. So this is like live on YouTube, and then it's also going to be on iTunes. So I'm sure
Sweet.
Like the people who are listening to us on iTunes are like, oh my gosh, there's Bunga. Yeah. That's amazing.
Please. That's really cool. Yeah. Go look.
So whenever you're shooting this show, like the Lion King was such a huge deal for Disney.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a classic. So being a part of something that's kind of like bringing it and reviving it and giving like a TV show to something so huge. What was it like when you got the call and they were like, we want you to work on this show?
I was so excited. It's, you know, I had gotten the feel from when I auditioned for it. It was like a Lion King meets Avengers sort of thing.
Oh, that's fun.
And I was like, yes, this is a thing that I want to do. I was freaking out when I got the call that I had booked the part. I was really excited, and we've ended up working on it for a really, really long time. I was actually one of the original people made, one of the original voice actors from the pilot, and it's really just me and Ford Reilly, the creator and executive producer of the show, who've stuck around since that point.
Wow.
So I consider myself like one of the veterans of
the
Lion Guard. One of the OGs. Oh, yeah, totally.
That is so cool. And it's on which season right now?
Right now we're recording season 3.
Wow.
Season 2 is just starting to come out soon. And let me tell you, there's something pretty exciting coming on. Actually, if you've seen the season 1 finale, you probably know that Scar is back.
Oh my gosh. He was one of the best villains of all time, I feel like. So that's exciting.
He's the entire crux of season 2 is defeating Scar and... Some interesting surprises coming.
Yes, so you'll have to watch and wait and see, guys.
Yes, definitely.
So I do want to get back to Andy Mack. So what was the audition process like? How long ago did you audition?
Yeah, so I started auditioning, it must have been, it was a year ago in February.
Wow.
How long ago was it, Dad? A really long time ago, like probably a year and a half ago right
wow.
now. Started off with an audition and a meeting with Terry Minsky, who, I mean, I think this is one of the things that ended up getting me the part, is I went in there, and it's kind of a standard thing when you go into an audition, where they're like, do you have any questions? And you go, no, or you have, like, a really small, like, nominal question,
yeah.
Like, do you want an accent on this? And they're like, no.
Like, no, just do normal.
No, just use your voice. Use your big boy words. So I actually went in there, and Terry asks me, so do you have any questions about the role? And I pull out of my pocket just a 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper from top to bottom filled with questions. I wanted to show her, like, I was in it. I was
yes.
in it. I wanted this role. And she has told me that that was one of the things that helped me get the role. So...
That's really funny because, yeah, most people are like, they're nervous to ask any questions. And, you know,
oh,
sometimes
yeah.
like asking questions and figuring out the answers, you're able to kind of incorporate that into the script and
yes.
like do a better audition.
Right.
So,
and, you know, from the very beginning, I have wanted to do this right by Terry Minsky because
mm-hmm.
this is hers. This is her baby. And she knows what she wants and she's good at what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what she wants is generally the best thing ever. So I wanted from the very beginning to do it right by Terry Minsky, and I think showing her that I had questions about it and that I wanted to do it right by her was one of the things that really ended up helping me out.
That's really awesome. That's so cool. And when you started this, you were how old?
Like 12, 13, 12, 13. No, 14, 14.
Okay, so it's been like about like a year and a half.
A year and a half, yeah.
That's
I'm 15
really cool.
now.
Yeah. So how long does it usually take, like for season one, how long did it take you to film them all?
Season one shot took us 4 months to shoot.
Okay.
In beautiful Salt Lake City. We got there and it was like 80 degrees every day. And by the time that we finished, it was like 20 degrees every day.
Yeah.
Which was cool. We actually had one of the first scenes in Disney Channel history with real outdoor snow falling.
Wow.
Like we shot in the middle of a snowstorm.
That's really cool.
Which was really, it was... Scene ended up being gorgeous.
That's awesome. Most people just like add it in later, or they have like the fake like paper. That
which,
kind of
which I mean, we have that too
yeah.
for the indoor for the scenes in the studio. But we did have a lot of real snow.
That's really.
And
cool.
then when we finished up, we had a snowball fight and ruined our wardrobe.
You know what? Sometimes you just gotta let loose and have fun.
Wardrobe hated us.
I'm sure that they did.
Hated us.
So whenever you guys film, I feel like because it's in Utah. Are there some, like, the restaurant, is it, like, on a soundstage, or is that really, like, a restaurant that
no,
you guys rent out?
No, The Spoon is in a city just a little bit west of Salt Lake City, called Magna,
mm-hmm.
and it's a lovely little town, but their main street looks very eclectic, and they rent it out to studios.
Wow.
So a lot of the things that you see there from the thrift store exterior is there. All sorts of different parts of Andy Mack, like Main Street, mm-hmm. Actually just come right from Magna, Utah. We only have one or two real sets, which is Andy's house and Andy and Bex's apartment. And we actually have the thrift store, which is also a set. But really, beyond that, everything is shot on location, which I think makes it really special.
Yeah, that does. Because I feel like a lot of shows have, like, sound stages, which is great because it's, like, very central. You have everything right there.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's fun to be able to go out onto location and, exactly. and feel like you're... Because, I mean, it's like a vacation for you guys probably to be able to, like, go to Utah and just, like...
Yeah.
Be outside and, you know, it just seems like fun.
I mean, something that's special about being able to be in Utah is it's close enough to LA that it's like a short, like, 2-hour jaunt if we need to go back.
Uh-huh.
But it's also separated enough that we're not caught up in, like, the weird, like, LA politic kind of.
Exactly.
To a certain extent, you know, because there's a certain aspect to LA where everything's very, like... nothing's very close-knit in LA. Everything's very up in the air all the time. When we came back for season 2... every single person was still there. It was like the place, like we walked out and like all of the crew in the office just went and then we walk in. It was cool. Like everyone was back.
Yeah.
So it's, there's something really special about being able to shoot in Utah where it's, there's this closeness, but it's also very separated from LA.
That's really cool. So your character is Cyrus. So what is one of the most favorite things about playing your character?
I think Cyrus is a lot like me. I mean, like I said, Terry Minsky, everything that she sees us do mm-hmm. gets incorporated into the script. So from episode 1 to episode 12, which was the finale, we were able to... I watched as kind of Cyrus became a little bit more like Josh.
Yeah.
Which is cool. There's definitely a lot of aspects of Cyrus that are still him, but mm-hmm. I feel special because it's... I feel like the character is... to a certain extent modeled after me.
That's really cool. And that's always fun because you're able to like be yourself and like really bring like a life to the character, which
yeah,
is really exciting.
Definitely.
Oh, we have some photos here.
Ah, look at that.
This is so fun. So this is like, obviously you guys have like a park that you guys would shoot this part in, right?
We've got a couple of parks that we shot in. We shot at a couple of parks around the Salt Lake area. But they all kind of blend together because there's just like tons of green and
right.
beautiful buildings everywhere. That's just kind of like what Salt Lake is just like in general. So they all kind of end up blending together.
Yeah. Oh, this is a great photo. I forgot what was happening. I think like...
So this is me showing Andy Buffy's new haircut.
Oh, okay.
Which was a big crux of one of the episodes. I can't remember the number at this moment.
Yeah.
But that was a big deal because, she was being discriminated against because her hair was...
To, yeah.
I love her hair. It's awesome.
It's incredible, but I loved that episode because that's something else, an issue that you guys tackled.
Definitely.
And it was really cool how, you know, in the end, I was hoping that she wasn't just going to, like, give in and, like, just do her hair the way that they wanted. And I loved the fact that she came back and was like, well, they're going to have to deal with it. This is my hair. And
yeah.
I loved that. That's another episode that I really
loved.
Let me tell
you, the good hair crew were fighters.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah.
And I saw you guys did, like, a commercial for Disney Channel where you're, like, talking about, like, short hair, long hair, messy hair.
Oh, yeah.
That was great, too.
I said, messy hair, don't care.
Yeah. That's incredible. So, would you get to, like, see some of the other Disney stars? Like, do you ever, like, run into, like, Dove Cameron whenever you guys are at events or anything like that?
Definitely, like, at events or parties or kind of those sorts of et cetera things.
Yeah.
Where it's all a very... It's a close-knit group because there's not more than, like, 100 of us. So everyone's very tight, and there's not really any, like, clicks between everyone. Everyone's very close, and, you know, we all text with one another all the time.
That's
it's been really cool. You know, when you're in the Disney family, you're in the Disney family.
That's what I've heard. It's very inclusive. Everyone just kind of, like, comes together, and it seems like they all get along for the most part, which is really
yeah.
Yeah, because that's also something rare. You always hear, like, on these shows, on ABC and different places, like sometimes the actors will kind of get into some fights, and that's only normal, but I just feel like your cast seems like such a family. Like
yeah.
You're all there to support each other.
I mean, I can't speak for other networks and I can't speak for other casts, but I can say that Andy Mack, I feel blessed to have been on such a close-knit, happy cast. We're all a family.
That's really cool. That's really, really exciting to hear.
Yeah.
I do want to talk about the character Jonah, because I talked to Asher Angel last...
For sure.
Like, 2 weeks ago. And he admitted that his character is very you know, selfish and in his own little world.
Definitely.
He, you know, doesn't mean anything by it. He's not trying to be malicious, but he's just very into his own world, and he kind of forgets to kind of let his guard down and see other people's problems.
He definitely forgets that other people exist.
Yeah, exactly. And so, like, we see your guys' friendship kind of forming. And so it seemed, when I asked him, does your character, like, really like Cyrus, or is he kind of just using him as an accessory because, you know, he kind of, without meaning to, uses people sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, and Andy finally, on, I think, episode 10 was just like, I can't do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see that hard time because she's, like, totally cut him out, and then we see at the restaurant, like, you want to still talk to him, you want to hang out with him. And so do you think it's fair for Andy to kind of make you be on her side, or do you think that she should be able to let you still be friends with whoever you want to hang out with?
Huh, that's a good question. I mean, Andy's definitely the ringleader of the good hair crew, of the ABC crew. Whatever you want to call them, the Andy, Buffy, Cyrus, the ABCs. Yes. But it's Andy's definitely the ringleader,
mm-hmm.
and I've definitely been in friendships where, you know, the ringleader is the boss.
Mm-hmm.
No good character comes without flaws. And I can't speak for what's going to happen in season two, although I know I can't speak about it. No, I mean, you know, every good character has flaws, and we're gonna have to wait and see whether Cyrus might be fed up with a little bit of that.
Yeah, exactly. Because like Jonah, he doesn't mean to be the way he is sometimes. I feel like Andy doesn't mean to be so controlling sometimes, but it's almost like when Andy feels a certain way, it's like
everyone has to feel that way.
Everyone has to feel that way. You and Buffy have to kind of like be like, oh, okay, well, we're gonna just kind of like go along with what you think. So I would like to see that issue being tackled, to be like, okay, I'm kind of like, I love you, but I need to be able to live my life too,
which, yeah,
yeah. But I am interested to see what's going to happen. We kind of have this cool ending where you guys walk out of the restaurant, and we finally, I've been waiting for this to happen for a long time. I was so excited to see Jonah and Amber break up, because I was like, this couple is bad news,
dude. Everyone when we got this script and we were reading it at the table read was like, yes! Right. It's about freaking time!
I know. I mean, because so we saw that she was potentially cheating on him.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that was legit? I mean, like...
Oh, I think it was legit.
I don't think Andy was legit.
There may or may not be a little mention of that in season two,
mm-hmm.
Episode 3 or 4.
That's exciting. That's really cool.
Yeah, no, I think Amber sucks. She is a mean character.
I know.
But I in season two we see her. We find another side of her. So she's actually. We find another side of her.
That's
I'm trying to like skirt around like giving too much away.
I'm actually interested to see that because we've only seen like this one side of her so far, and she is bad news. Like,
oh yeah, she is definitely bad news.
I love how like Andy shuts her down though whenever she's like Amber Alert, and she's like, you know, that's like not a good thing. Like, children go missing when Amber Alerts happen.
Savage. Savage, dude.
I know. So in the end, she says, like, if Andy looks back, it means that she likes you more than a friend. And then, you know, whenever Jonah looks, like, he doesn't see her look back. So at this point, he thinks, okay, well, I'm, you know, she doesn't like me. She's made that very clear. So he leaves. But then Amber is kind of the only one who is seeing everything that's going on at this point, which is not good whenever the bad, you know, mean character is the one who is seeing all the vulnerability of everyone, because that can blow up, you know.
That can turn back on everyone, yeah.
Exactly. So we see Andy turn around and look, and I was like, okay. And then we see your character turn around and look.
Yeah.
So what was that about?
I can't give anything away.
Okay.
But I do think that we'll see a little more of the look back in season two.
Okay, cool.
That's all that I can say.
Okay, well, season two, let's talk about it.
Sure.
It is happening. We're so excited.
Yes.
And you guys kind of got like a renewal early on,
very quickly. Yeah. Right after we got the notice that our premiere episode had made over 14 million viewers, we were all really excited, and we were all kind of starting to speculate, like, when are we gonna get that letter in the mail?
Yeah.
And it ended up coming pretty quickly. So we were all freaking out. I was in New York at the time for a meeting with UNICEF, who's I work with UNICEF a lot, and I was in New York, just kind of hanging out in my hotel, you know, chilling on the phone, like browsing my Tumblr.
Yep.
when I get a call from my dad, and I pick it up, and I'm like, yeah, what's up, Dad? And he goes, hi, Josh. And my mom goes, hi, Josh.
And, like,
and my agent goes, hi, Josh. And my manager goes, hi, Josh. And I go, really? And they all go, yes, it got picked up for season two. And I was just freaking out. I went down. I was with my grandma. My parents actually weren't with me. I was with my grandma. And I went down, went right down. She was in the middle of a work function in the lobby of the hotel. And I went down just screaming, tears running down the face. And I went in and hugged her.
Aww.
And she goes, what? What's going on? What's wrong, Josh? And I go, just freaking out season two. And I ended up getting, we ended up going out, had a great filet mignon.
Yep.
That's my traditional, any big news in my acting career, I get a filet mignon, I drown my happiness in steak.
That is hilarious, because that's the exact same thing that I do. Anytime, and it's not even just acting stuff, but anytime in my family that anything goes right at all, it's like an excuse to get filet mignon.
Of course.
It's like, oh, well.
Totally.
Good news, we're going to get, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're getting some steak.
Yes, exactly. So this is a photo that you recently posted. So is this like the first episode of season two script, right?
That is the first episode of season two. Script.
And didn't you like block out the
it's
name
it's a little redacted. I pixelized it.
That's incredible.
So you couldn't see the name or the director. You can see the writer. I figured that wasn't too big of a deal. Got some good stuff in that behind that page.
There's some good stuff.
Good stuff.
Did you make sure, like, when you took the photo, you're like, all right, so you can't see through the cover, right? There's you can't see the first page of the
script. Well, you know what? In all honesty, that's only the title page.
Oh.
There's nothing behind it.
You
I was
sure.
Like, I feel like there's some, like, internet super sleuths going to, like, up the contrast. Like, what is this? But the only thing behind that anyway would just be a cast list. You wouldn't see anything too interesting unless it's one more new character.
Ooh. That would be cool. Is there going to – I mean, do you think that there might be some new characters coming up in season two? Possibly.
Do you really think I can answer that?
Probably not.
I can't answer right. that. I have been sworn to secrecy.
And Disney means business when you
Disney
get sworn
means
to
business.
Secrecy. Yeah, but I think that'd be really cool to have some more characters. So this is like season two is just now starting. I think this week, right? This past week has been.
Yeah,
the first.
Yeah. I actually didn't have any work this week, so I was able to come down, hit a couple press outlets, you know. Have a little fun.
That's cool. Go on a little mini tour.
Yeah, and see the family. See mom. Poor mom. Mom has a steady job here at an office, so she isn't able to come except for she comes once a week, but she's not always able to be there. So it's me and dad. It's in our bachelor pad.
Yep.
It's pretty cool. We have an inflatable moose head above the TV, and people get really freaked out when
that's
they first come into our house.
That's actually pretty cool. I think that's way better than like a regular moose head. I mean, like
it's
anything is better.
It's more exciting. People walk in and they see it and they go, "Huh? Didn't know that you what?
Yeah,
didn't know that you hunted."
Didn't know that you hunted pool inflatables. Cool. Okay, so for season two, what are you most excited to see? Are you what would you like to see without giving anything away?
I want to see a little more of Cyrus and Buffy's backstories.
Mm-hmm.
I think I think we're definitely going to get a lot more nuance out of those two characters. Someone asked me on Tumblr just 2 days ago, will there be any other scenes that Tumblr will freak out about, and will Cyrus have a bigger arc in season two? And the answer to both of those questions is yes.
Yes, I'm so excited. I love that because right now we have like a really good like view of what's going on with Andy's life. We kind of know what's going on with Jonah's life, and I feel like we kind of know somewhat what's going on with Buffy's life. I mean, she's kind of hanging out with, well, I forget the character's name, the other guy that she's kind of like talking to.
Marty. Hashtag Muffy!
Yes, they have some rivalry, but like
hashtag.
You can tell.
Ever there's some tension in the air, man.
Yeah.
Woo!
Ever since that party scene, you know, in the very beginning of the party scene, I was like, these two, this is going to happen. Something's going on. So I love that they kind of, and the finale where you were like laying down on the grass and you're like, can I just blow the whistle already? And they decide to like not do the race. That was pretty cool. Like that they decided
Definitely.
To put it aside and be like, our friendship means more.
We'll see some more Muffy action in the future.
That's exciting.
There's more. Garen who plays Marty, he's coming back.
That's cool. Well, one of my next questions was, do you hope that your character evolves, which you've kind of already answered. So
yes.
It seems like we're going to be able to see some more of Cyrus, which is going to be awesome.
Yes.
we're excited. When is season two coming out, or is there not a date?
Fall.
Of
in
this
the
year.
Fall.
Okay.
It's a very specific date. It starts with an F and it ends with an A-L-L. that's when it's fall. We don't know exactly when yet. Hopefully, like, the first day of fall.
Exactly.
Honestly.
That seems pretty quick, though. I mean, like, you said you filmed for about, like, 4 months.
I think we'll still end up being filming while the first episode comes out, because I think... No spoilers, but I think this season might be end up being a little bit longer.
That's exciting. That's really cool. AfterBuzz TV exclusive. No, but I love that. I think that whenever things have their first season, you know, they have, like, their set amount of episodes, and if it goes very well, obviously your show has... I'm hoping that there is more because it gives more time to share the stories and to kind of elaborate on everything. So fingers crossed. Yes. Okay. So I was going to ask you how the first week of filming has been, but you've been kind of
I've
off.
Been here.
Yeah. I saw that. I was like, hold on. Is he not going to be in the episode? Like he's coming back for press.
No,
like,
I'm definitely in the episode. We're shooting this season a little bit differently. We're shooting it in a block schedule. So the first two episodes filmed together, the second two episodes. So 101 and 102 filmed together. And this entire first week has been shot at the house. And I'm not in most of the scenes at the house. So I will be in still a bunch of the scenes. I'm going to come back and have like 5 days of shooting in a row. So, you know, it's a give and take.
Yeah.
I'm going to go from like just kind of chilling in LA to like working.
Yeah. It's going to be like night and day. You're like, all right.
Oh, yeah.
I got to get.
Just get right back into the swing of things, which I'm excited for.
I know. I'm sure you are because it's been a while since season one's ended. So like you're ready to get back and see what's going to happen with your characters. And I'm sure that whenever you get your scripts, you're just like, oh, my gosh, like, what's going to happen?
Man, let me tell you, I was out with friends when I got the email and I like pulled it up on my watch. I was like, okay, I got to go to the bathroom. Yeah. And I like was in the bathroom for like 30 minutes, like reading the script.
That is so fun.
So excited.
That's you can pull up things on your watch like that?
I mean, you get an email on your watch and you're like, okay, cool. But then I like pull you it out to, on my
okay,
phone.
Right. I was like, if you can like read a script on your watch, like that's pretty cool.
That's beyond cool, man.
Yeah. Well,
I don't
know.
I feel like the text would be like.
It would be a little hard to read.
Just kind of, yeah.
I do have some, we tweeted out hashtag Ask Cyrus.
Hashtag Ask Cyrus.
So I have some cool questions that I've picked that I think would be great
to ask. Yeah, let's hear them.
Okay, so at Miss Crafty Person wants to know, how has being on Andy Mac changed your life for the better?
Oh, gosh, in every way. I think just being a part of the Disney family has really changed my life in a lot of ways. I feel like I should answer this to the people who ask the questions.
That's right.
Being a part of the Disney family really has changed my life for the better in a lot of ways. I've made a lot of new friends, and I think the Disney platform is just one that only grows and only helps you out upwards. So I feel really lucky to be a part of it.
That's awesome. Yeah, Disney, once you get in with Disney, you're good.
Oh yeah.
That's really exciting. Okay, at Slays_Alyssa wants to know, who would you say your favorite character/actor is on set?
Well, you know, I'm
other
partial
than yourself.
Oh.
I was like, I better clarify.
All right. You know, I think we all have a little bit of Bex in us. I can't speak for who my favorite actor is because we're all such a tight-knit family. I think we're all, you know, we're all besties.
Yeah.
But with regards to character, I think we all have a lot of Bex in us. You know, we all want to be a little rebellious, run around, like, just kind of go crazy. And I think that's what kind of, that's who Bex is. Ow.
Ow, did you just hit your funny bone?
I just hit my funny bone.
That's the worst. We'll take a moment of silence for his funny bone. And we're back.
Yeah. We all have a little bit of Bex in us.
Yeah.
So I would probably say Bex.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And she also added there on the end, would you ever date a fan?
I mean, yeah, I have no problems with dating a fan, but it'd have to be like a fan who likes me for Joshua Rush, not for actor Joshua Rush.
Right.
You know?
That's important because you don't want to like be in a relationship with someone who's just excited because you're famous.
Right.
You want them to actually like you for you and get the time to know you. Yeah. So that could, it could be tough, but
it's a tougher thing, which I think is why a lot of people in the public eye date other people in the public eye because they care less about who you are.
Definitely. But there are those rare people out there, so you never know.
It happens.
It happens. We got another good one from at Mrs. Crafty Person who says, how does it feel to be a part of such a revolutionary show? And do you think that this is the start of a new era for Disney shows?
I think it's special. And I think we're seeing a lot of really cool Disney shows that are coming up. Raven's Home.
Yes.
I'm going to be watching that religiously. Let
Same.
Me just tell you. I think Disney shows are really I think Disney is a part of everyone's childhood. So I think it's really exciting that we're seeing a lot of stuff that really could be happening next door to you. I think it's exciting.
Definitely. I want to say @_itsAlyssaXOX_ wants to know, what was the hardest... Some of these usernames are
Man,
like...
Man, let me just tell you.
I'm like, part of I'm my job is reading them, but I'm like, I can't even.
I jumped on the Joshua Rush train real quick in like 2012. I was like, there, got my usernames.
Yeah,
you got to just... Or true Joshua Rush. Someone already had like Snapchat and Musical.ly Joshua Rush.
Really?
Probably someone impersonating me. I know. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? It happens.
Struggle.
It's part of the fame.
Hashtag struggle's real, man.
Exactly. Okay, so they want to know, what was the hardest scene to film in Andy Mac so far? Or is it a scene that we haven't
seen? It's a scene we haven't seen.
Really?
It's a scene we haven't seen.
Okay. But we will see that
You will
scene.
See.
Okay. All right.
You will see said scene. But all right. You have not seen said scene yet.
Sounds scene. Good. Scene.
Scene.
Scene. Scene. All right. So AA_Akira33 wants to know, what was the funniest scene that you have had to film? And also, yeah, they ask what got you into acting, but you kind of already answered that part of the question.
My mom.
Yeah.
So let me tell you a little bit about the cast of Andy Mac. You've got Asher, who is a trained ballerino. You have Peyton, who is a trained ballerina. You have Sophia, who is a trained hip-hop dancer. And then you have me, who cannot move his legs to save his life. So I'd have to say that the dancing scene was the hardest scene for me because, you know, they brought in a professional choreographer and they were all like sitting there doing splits and like, da, 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 da. You can see how good my dancing is, right? and I'm sitting there having trouble with the box step, which I've eventually gotten down. But I had trouble learning the most basic dance moves. Thank God for editing because my dancing actually looks good in episode 4 because... Let me just tell you, if there is anything that is movie magic, it is that, because my dancing.
It's okay. I'm the same way. It's no good. I was on Off-Broadway of Peter Pan for a while, and I went for the first day, and it was like all these Broadway dancers who were just so excited, and I'm just sitting there like, I've never even like done anything besides walking. Like, I don't know what's going on right now. But it's hard.
I can walk. I consider myself a professional walker. Yeah. I only fall like twice a day, so.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, if you're a professional walker, some people are professional walkers.
I'm a pro.
Yeah, some people are professional dancers. You know, yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
At the Tiger Lover wants to know, when was the first time that you've met the cast? Was it before you guys
day
were on
one.
The same show?
Day one, baby. I met everyone when they signed on for the project.
Wow.
For the, at the time, untitled Terry Minsky project.
That in itself would have been a great TV show name.
Dude,
that
yeah.
That sounds exciting.
The Minsky Project.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sounds like a spy TV show name.
I know.
Terry, if you're watching this, can we do like a spy show next?
That'd be cool. And it could be
HMU.
It could be the second teen show on air.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be right next to it. Yeah. So at Web, Sophia Carson wants to know, what similarities are between Cyrus and you, Joshua? Which you kind of answered.
I think a lot. I think over the course of the season, Cyrus has become more and more like Josh. Cyrus runs into glass walls. Cyrus is a little goofy. Cyrus provides comic relief. All of the things that I've just mentioned are things that I do or have done. So, yeah, I think Cyrus and I are very similar in a lot of ways.
That's awesome. And then the last question at Burning Green... them and a lot of other people, the majority of the questions, they and obviously you can't say anything yet, but they are all really wanting to know what's going on with this look back. So that's something that they had a lot of questions, so I just want to let you know. But we're excited to see what's going to happen next with your character.
Yeah, you're going to have to, if you want to see what happens next with the look back, you'll have to tune in to Andy Mac episode 201 in the wonderful date of fall.
In the wonderful date of fall, yes.
Fall.
Okay, so well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you are continuing with The Lion Guard.
Yes.
Continuing with Andy Mac. What other projects you got going on right now?
I'm focusing hard on Lion Guard. I'm focusing hard on Andy Mac. I've got a show that I am a part of on Netflix called, The Adventures of Puss in Boots. We actually just had a special come out called The Adventures of Puss in Book, which if you go and watch it on your phone on Netflix, on the Netflix app, it's actually a choose your own adventure story.
That's cool.
On Netflix, which is the first time that they've ever done that, which is... I gotta say, I have watched the entire thing like 6 times and never gotten the same ending. So
whoa, that's
the script. Let me tell you, when we got the script, it was literally the size of like a long book. It was like a 300, 400, almost 500.
So that's almost like having to film multiple episodes.
Oh, all at once, just because like you never know what someone's gonna pick, and each like answer choice that you get kind of will take you along a different path on Puss's story.
That is really cool. I have to watch that. That's exciting. Okay, well, that's amazing. Anything unaccomplished dreams? Any unaccomplished dreams that you'd love to pursue someday?
I'm just waiting for the call to be James Bond. So just waiting for that.
It'll happen.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah.
I might have to work out my abs a little more.
Get the abs.
but beyond the malformed abs and pecs, I'm almost there to James Bond.
Maybe just a few more years and you'll be good.
Just need like a scruffy 5 o'clock shadow.
There you go. In theater for 5 o'clock shadows, they'll just like tape like coffee grounds to the face or like glue it.
Easy peasy.
Easy, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, again, where can everyone find you on social media?
You can find me at Joshua Rush on Twitter and Instagram, Person Going Fast on Tumblr, which is your best chance at actually getting an answer from me if you have a question. You can also find me at on Snapchat and Musical.ly, which is True Joshua Rush, because someone was already Joshua Rush.
And you're like, well, I'm the true Joshua Rush. So
hashtag
it's all
struggle. An official Joshua Rush was taken on both of those platforms, too. Like, come on, guys.
And you're like, wait a minute, you're not the official Joshua
Rush. No, I'm the official Joshua Rush.
Exactly.
It's just me.
Just
me.
Yeah. Well, thank you again so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having
me. I'm really excited to see season 2. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be pretty awesome.
Yes. And you guys can find me everywhere at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. If you're watching us on YouTube, make sure to give us a thumbs up and comment below what you're excited about seeing in Andy Mack season 2, episode 1. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, make sure to give us a 5-star rating. We love you guys. Thank you so much. And next week's guest is going to be none other than Troyan Belisario, who plays Spencer on Pretty Little Liars. I might fanboy a little bit about that.
It's exciting.
I'm excited. But you guys, thanks so much for joining, and thanks again for coming in. Have
a
great day, guys.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.